You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord has given us the opportunity to see another day. We lift up all praise unto His holy name. He deserves a very big thank you for His mercies bestowed upon us each and every day. This is the first day of the month. We are here to pray. And it's also a blessed Monday. Our theme scripture for the season is Psalm 37, verse 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Today, we are looking at what it means to trust in God, based on which we are going to pray. In reflecting upon Blessed Monday, we need to understand that to be blessed means to live the fullness of God's promises. His blessings upon us are for us to live by them, to experience them. Not His blessings are for life. His promises are for us to benefit, to live them. So, we need to live the fullness of God's promises as His blessed children. And trusting in God is surrendering control and confidently relying on Him throughout every circumstance. So, for us as music ministers, trusting God transforms our worship and every area of service. Now, the Lord has given us promises that even pertain to our area of service. And for us to fully experience them, we need to trust in Him so that which He has promised, according to His time, will be executed fully in our lives and in that the area, the specific area of ministry called music ministry or our music service. Trust is very, very important. And we see it clearly in Psalm 37, verse 5, that when we trust in Him, He shall bring to pass all our ways which we have committed to Him. For gifted people, it is very easy to move into a position of entitlement or into a position of ego where we think that we may say it with our words that, oh, we trust God to get things done, but in our behavior, sometimes we behave otherwise, where we get so used. For instance, we get so used to leading songs and leading, let's say, worship or praise to the point where we forget to still depend on the Lord and we go out there and then just do it, expecting that it will always be the same. Sometimes for instrumentalists, we forget to even pray and put the trust in God, but we feel that we have rehearsed enough and so we just hit the keys or hit the drums, there we go. So we profess trusting in God, but when it comes to our behavior, we need to ensure that it goes hand in hand with that which we are professing or confessing. We must behave accordingly, where in all our ways, everything that we do, we have to commit it into the hands of the Lord. And it didn't say that we will bring it to pass. It says that he will bring it to pass. Our first prayer is, Lord, help me to rely fully on you above my thoughts and plans. And it's from Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. Lean not unto thy own understanding. So we are praying. First, you pray that, Lord, in any way I've leaned on my own understanding, please forgive me. I repent of it, and I choose to depend on you. So then you continue, Lord, help me fully rely on you above my thoughts and my plans. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let it be about you and not about my plans, not about my thoughts. Let me be a vessel executing your plan, executing your thoughts, which are of good and not of evil, to give me an expected end. In the name of Jesus. Your thoughts and your plans, Lord. Fulfill them, Lord, even in my life, in the name of Jesus. Many times, Lord, I depended on my own plans. Lord, please forgive me. I pray that, Lord, have mercy upon me, and Lord, use me as a vessel to fulfill your plans and your thoughts in the name of Jesus. Bring to pass your plans and your thoughts through my life in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We are praying our second prayer. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Psalm 56, verse 3. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. As believers, any time that there is the threat of fear, it is for us to turn to the Lord. He is our shield, he is our buckler, he is the source of our strength. We ought to turn to the Lord. Many a time, we turn to complaints, we turn to murmuring, we turn to telling the whole world about it. Before, when we are tired, then it's like we turn to God. Okay, I'm tired, so I'm not, Lord, I've come. And then we come and cry before him. We must save our energy by first turning to the Lord. Whenever there's a threat, whenever there's a concern, we must turn to God. Some say that, well, it's like God is not saying anything. And so then we move away from that and say, well, I need to talk to someone, I need to talk to someone. The last time I prayed about it, God didn't say anything. But we keep praying about it until he speaks to us, and sometimes he speaks through others. There are many ways he speaks to us, but it must, whatever it is, it must be in alignment with his word. But the point is that our hearts must be in a place prepared to even hear him. And so we must not bow to anxiety, but first to trust in him whenever we are worried, we are anxious, we feel threatened by something, we are afraid. We need to trust in the Lord. Psalm 56, verse 3, which we read, from that we are praying, Father in heaven, fill me with faith when challenges and fears arise in my life and ministry. Fill me with faith when challenges and fears arise. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray. Let's pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let there be no fear. Let there be no fear, because Lord, of trusting in you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, build me up, Lord, to the point where, Lord, I experience no fear because of trusting in you, because of my relationship with you. Build to that point of total trust. In the mighty name of Jesus, In the name of Jesus, we are praying our very last prayer. Father in heaven, calm my heart and strengthen my trust in your promises. It's from John chapter 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. So we are to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that which he has promised. And let not our hearts be troubled. Father in heaven, calm my heart and strengthen my trust in your promises. Let's lift up our voices and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There's no one else that you can fully trust except the Lord we serve. He's the foundation of all things. There's nothing made that was made without him, without being made even for him. He owns it all. Christ Jesus, the Son of God Most High, who died, was buried. On the third day, he rose back to life, having the keys of death and the grave. Only him can set any man free from sin and death and translate that person into his kingdom, having access to eternal life. So if you have never believed in Christ Jesus, never confessed him as Lord, I'm inviting you to do so right now. Please say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your mercies upon my life. I admit that I'm a sinner. And Lord, I turn away from all that I previously believed in. Today, I surrender my life fully unto you. I repent from every evil way. And I ask that, Lord, from this day, be my Savior. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and grant me the grace to live a life that is pleasing to you alone. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. Let's bless the name of the Lord with a song of worship.
to do. You are the only one who's worthy of my praise. I know no other God but you, who can do the things you do. You are the only one who's worthy of the praise. Oh,
to Christ in the service, please contact us via email info@globemusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.